everybody. This is Chuck Whetstone coming to you live from Oklahoma City. And today is Wednesday, June the 10th. I'm fired up tonight. I tell you what, I just jumped out of the shower. Hey, you're listening to Chuck's Favorite Things, by the way. You found me at chucksfavoritethings.com or on iTunes at Chuck's Favorite Things. Thank you so much for joining me today. Our broadcast today is called Stay Charged Up. I was telling you my story here. I just jumped out of the shower. Well, I didn't jump. I actually climbed out slowly so I wouldn't slip or anything. Anyway, I'm refreshed now. I've got my pajamas on. I'm ready for bed sometime today, tonight, whatever. And I had to take a shower because when I came in from what we have at our church on Wednesday night, it's called Kids College. And the kids are engaged in all kind of games and activities, and they're learning all kind of stuff. It was really cool tonight, and I got to be there and observe. And got home, I got out my Black & Decker weed eater. It's a rechargeable one. It runs on some kind of battery. So I charged it up last week, and I said, okay, I'm just going to get out there in the cool of the day today. And it was dusk. I could still see, and it's been so hot today. Today was like 95 in Oklahoma City, at least 95. And that was at like 5 o'clock. And so it's been hot. So I decided to go do some weed eating. Just takes care of some of the long grass runners that are on my curb. And my wife keeps asking me about it. And we just haven't had time to do it. So I said, I'm going to go do it. So I went out there. And man, that thing was running good and good. And I spent, maybe 20 minutes. It might have lasted 15 or 20 minutes. But you know what happens? With this little Black & Decker weed eater that I used tonight, the battery eventually goes down. And it does so pretty quickly. Tonight's story that I'm going to share with you, my lesson tonight, is called Stay Charged Up. So now, after I finished the weed eating that I could do, I couldn't finish it all, of course, because it just didn't have enough power. So I brought it back into the garage. I plugged it back in. And you know what? Now, guys, I got to wait like 24 hours for it to juice back up, for it to get charged up again, okay? Man, I've got to wait a full day, which is okay with me because it's really hot outside during the daytime. And I'll just maybe go out there and check it out again tomorrow night about 8 o'clock, 8:30, and see what I can do. But you know what? That's the thing about batteries. They are going to run down, whether they are your regular type batteries or the rechargeable batteries. Whatever kind of battery you have in your phone, your iPhone, your smartphone, your laptop, in your flashlight, in your car, in your motorcycle, in your Sea-Doo, any kind of battery that you have is going to wear down. If you have an electric drill that's cordless and it runs on batteries, that battery has to be charged up. After so many uses, you're going to have to charge it up so you can use your drill again. And these batteries, unfortunately, just don't last forever. And they're not designed to. They're designed to go down, let you charge them back up, then you can use it again. But people like me don't have a lot of patience in waiting for it to charge up 24 hours. Actually, tonight I really was kind of glad that it ran out because I was able to come in and take a shower before it got too dark outside. Why did I tell you all that story? Because in our lives, our everyday life, you might say, well, I've got a mundane existence, Chuck. No. You have a normal life just like the rest of us. We all have the same 24 hours given to us by the universe or the creator, however you want to say it. We have the same amount of 24 hours on this planet every day. It's how we choose to look at things, how we choose to adapt to things. And if we're having problems and situations come up in our life, how are we dealing with that? Are we going to let it defeat us and run us down to where we're, a run-down battery? No. We've got to stay charged up. Don't let negative things in your life come against you and bring you down. I want you to stay charged up and focused tonight. There's a man that I talk about quite a bit on my podcast because he's the one that first inspired me to do my own podcast. His name is Sam Crowley. Sam Crowley is the host of Every Day is Saturday. And it's a great podcast. I encourage you to go to his website. If you go to my blog, I have a link to it, everydayissaturday.com. And you can go listen to some of Sam's podcasts. He's written a couple of books. You can read them. He's got a lot of tools for you to use. Some of them are free, by the way. Go to Sam's page, check out the resources, and get inspired today. But one of Sam's quotes that he does all the time. In fact, almost every broadcast that I've ever listened to, he says, "I'm fired up." And he kind of screams it out there. I'm not a screamer tonight, but sometimes I am. But he'll scream it out, "I'm fired up." And, you know, it kind of makes me want to get fired up. I'm saying, well, what's wrong with me? I'm not feeling so fired up today. Maybe I can learn something from Sam and get fired up. It's his attitude. It's not so much his loudness or what he says, but it's his attitude of life. You know, one of the things Sam does, and I learned this about him before I really got into podcasting, but a couple of years ago or last year, whenever it was, I would listen to him, and he was talking about he has a season pass to Kings Island, which is in, I believe, Ohio, yeah? It's near Cincinnati, and maybe in Cincinnati, and it's an amusement park. Here's Sam. He's in his 40s. I'm not going to tell you his age. You know, he can tell you his age. But he's in his 40s. He's got four girls. And he goes to Kings Island every summer. He's got a season pass, I guess, for him and his children. But you know what Sam likes to do? He likes to ride roller coasters. And he can ride them over and over and over. And I don't know how he does it, you know. But he's got a great fortitude, a great stomach. And he'll go ride these roller coasters because he wants to be in the front seat of the roller coaster and enjoying it. And he says to do the same thing in your life. Get in the front seat of the roller coaster of your life and stay charged up. Stay fired up is what Sam would say. And at the end of Sam's broadcast, he'll always say, "Have the best day ever." And I can't do it quite like he does, but he's got a great voice. And he'll encourage you to have the best day. And I want you to have the best day as well. You know, you're listening tonight to Chuck's Favorite Things, and you found me at chucksfavoritethings.com, or you found me on iTunes at Chuck's Favorite Things. I do appreciate it. I started this podcast as inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. So every day I talk about maybe a different subject. Sometimes I'm talking about music. Sometimes I'll play some songs. Live or recorded, I'll talk about them. Sometimes I'm talking about movies, you know, like yesterday I talked about all the summer movie blockbusters and how, hey, tomorrow I'm going to go see San Andreas. You know, doesn't that sound like a Christian movie, San Andreas? But it's talking about the San Andreas fault line in California, and I'm going to go see The Rock, and me and my friend Kenny are going to go check out this movie tomorrow afternoon. It's going to be fun. It's going to be good. A good disaster movie for the summer. I love it. So, how did I get on that? Oh, my podcasts are different every day. So, I'll be talking about music. I'll be talking about movies. My thoughts, my favorite ones from my lifetime that I like. I'll even talk to you about some of the memories I have. I've recently reviewed trips that we've taken, trips that we're going to take. I'll talk about places we've stayed at, places we've eaten at, and shows that we've attended, say, in Branson or something. So, my podcast, Chuck's Favorite Things, is just that. It's anything I really want to talk about in any particular day that will inspire you and motivate you. That's what I want. I don't want you to just come to my podcast and say, "Oh, there's this Chuck Whetstone guy, and he's just talking away, and, you know, I don't know what he's talking about. He's talking about something. It must be..." I want you to be excited. I want you to know that I'm excited about what I'm sharing with you. I'm charged up tonight. I'm fired up, as Sam Crowley would say. And I want to share with you that it's time for you to get charged up. Stay charged up. Because in the heat of the battle, when you might need just a little bit more energy, you need to reserve, tap into that reserve of your battery, of your soul and your mind and your fortitude, and grab hold of that energy that you have in you and stay charged up so you can help somebody else in this life. As I told you a while ago, I am using this little Black & Decker weed eater. You know, I bought it just to kind of go around places around my house that I could do. It's just for light duty. It's really just for light duty, folks. It's for when you get in close to a tree and you just want to clip or trim just a few of the long pieces of grass that your lawnmower can't get to. It's not for what I was doing tonight, major cutting into the landscape and trying to cut back these weeds and these grass runners that are taking over my sidewalk. It's not for that, folks. It's for light duty. And what was I doing tonight? Man, I was using it the best I could, and, you know, I went through that battery really quickly. On a normal day, if I'm just using it for light duty, you know, I can do my whole backyard just going around the fence line and going around the front sidewalk, and I can just do the trim work that needs to be done, that's light trim work, and get it done and still have enough battery power to finish up the day. But tonight, I could not do that. My battery went down because I used it in a different capacity than it was really designed for. Fortunately, we as humans are meant to take rest as well. You know, in the Old Testament, in the Bible, God told Moses that he said, keep the Sabbath day holy. Now, what he meant by that was, there was one day a week that you were supposed to rest and take your rest from life's work and life's toil and not do any work. And in fact, God, in the Old Testament, gave the Hebrew people, the Jewish people, gave them specific rules on what to do on that Sabbath day. They were not supposed to walk more than 1/16 of a mile. That's, you know, barely a half a mile. It's not very far. You were not supposed to walk any further than that. You're not supposed to do any chores, any work on your Sabbath day. In fact, when I was privileged to go to Israel back in the 80s, when we were there on Sabbath, the people at the hotel had the elevators, they were set to automatically go to each floor and open the door and let you out, shut the door, go up to the next floor. They were set on automatic because they thought if anybody's in there pushing buttons, that's considered work, okay? So that's how seriously the Jews took this. And so God says in the Old Testament, y'all need to take a day off and take a break and take a rest. Now, he patterned that from the way the Old Testament talks about when God created the heavens and the earth. You remember that in the first book of Genesis, in the first chapter. And he talks about he did all this work in 6 days. And then it says on the seventh day he rested. Now, that's where the Sabbath rest comes from. It comes from the example of God the Creator taking a break. And so he, in the Old Testament, gave specific rules and I mean, they weren't even supposed to, I don't think they were supposed to cook a meal on the Sabbath at all. You're supposed to, I think, actually cook all your food like the day before and maybe just heat it up or something. I'm not sure, you know, don't hold me to that, but you might ask someone that's Jewish or has some more knowledge of that than me. But that was the purpose of the rest. And folks, the reason I brought this up is for you, once you get charged up, you need to stay charged up. But when it's time to take a break, take that break. If, you know, in the afternoon, I'm 61 years old now. If I feel the need for a nap in the afternoon, guess what? I'm most likely going to take one because a little 5, 10, 15-minute nap will really energize you and help you to make it through the rest of the day. I really do believe that. Instead of going to eat a candy bar and getting some carb energy from that, maybe the best thing you could do is just sit back in your chair, sit back in your recliner, close your eyes, and just rest for 15 or 20 minutes. And, you know, I read about stories and heard about the great inventor, Edison. The great inventor Edison, he would do that every day, take cat naps, you know, all through the day when he's tired, and he'd wake up refreshed and move on. So that's what I'm going to encourage you today, guys. Don't be like my weed eater that's just meant and designed for light-duty work. I want you to take your breaks when you're supposed to. Now, I know, being a music guy at a church, some of my busiest days, can I get a witness? Can I get an amen from the crowd today? Can I get a witness and an amen from all church workers here today? Listen, sometimes Sunday is the busiest day of the week for church people. You know, I don't think that's the way it's supposed to be. You know, I've been to church before, back in the day, especially when I had a choir at my church and we had an evening service. I would go to the church in the morning, say, you know, 7:30 in the morning, and I would do what we need to do, rehearse with the band, whatever, get ready for church, stay for Sunday school, go to church. Sometimes, at the same time, we had two church services going on that morning, so guess what? I had to go to both services, and then it was time for lunch, and you were exhausted by the time lunch came along. And then after your lunch, you take a little nap, and then you had to get back to church by 4 o'clock so you could get ready for 4:30 choir practice. And then following 4:30 choir practice, you had another evening service, and if you had a praise band playing music or anybody that was, you know, going to play with you, you had to tell them ahead of time what the songs were, and possibly you would do a little practice. And then by 8 o'clock when service is over, I'm exhausted. No wonder I had vocal surgery on my vocal cords twice in the last 15 years. No wonder. It was just wearing me out. And so I don't know if church is designed in the right way. I think We should all get a Sabbath rest, even if we're at a church. Even if you, as a layperson or a volunteer, you go and teach Sunday school at your church, hey, you need to take a Sabbath rest every so often. And so you can enjoy a Sunday school of your own and enjoy the church service of your own. Don't let people teach Sunday school and then go and work another class. Let them come and sit and hear the service, the main service where the worship is being held and the preaching is being held. They need their rest. They need their break. Okay, I won't preach any more on that. But you see the point? And some ministers I know, because we work so hard on Saturday and Sunday, and some youth pastors even work so much harder on Friday than most of us do, you know, sometimes they take a Sabbath rest on Thursday. Sometimes they'll take their Sabbath rest on Monday. Whenever it is, guys, I encourage you to take your break. So us as humans, we're designed to take a nap. We're designed to go to sleep at night. I've heard the best time to rest your body is between 10 p.m. and 7 a.m. I can't do that. I get wound up at night. I mean, here it is. What time is it now? Right now it's 9:37 at night. I'm starting this kind of late. I've had a busy day at church today, and of course tonight at Kids College. And so I'm doing this broadcast kind of late. You know, I'm just now getting fired up. I'm getting charged up because I'm what they call a night owl. I'd like to stay up till midnight. You know, one of my favorite TV shows comes on at 10:30, Perry Mason. You know, an old black and white, and it has full of reruns. Well, they're all reruns, aren't they? So I like to watch them, but if I've seen it before, I say, okay, I'm turning this off, and I'll watch something else or go to bed. But I wish it came on a little bit earlier, like at 10, so I could go to bed at 11. But I don't watch Perry Mason all the time. Forgive me for even talking about that. Okay, I've got to wrap this thing up. I was only going to go by 8 minutes tonight. Please, guys, I'm already up to 16 minutes. Tell you one more thing, okay? There's a guy named Mike Dillard, and I bought some of Mike's materials several years ago to learn how to be a better entrepreneur and networker on the internet. And he's got a new venture he's working into now, and it's his own podcast as well. It's called The Self-Made Man, Self-Made Man. And you can go to my webpage, chucksfavoritethings.com, and get a link to Mike Dillard's Self-Made Man. And you can go there and register for free resources and listen to his podcast. And I believe the podcast is free as well. I mean, most of these podcasts done by everybody is free. And you can gain some great knowledge and resources from this man, Mr. Mike Dillard. He lives down in Texas. And I think that's a good thing because I was raised in Texas. And he also talks about survival. Because he wants you to be equipped as a man and a woman, of course. He wants you to be equipped in all areas of life. And so he's got a new thing going on with survival skills and survival training, and I've bought some of his products for that, and I'm going to buy some more because you never know, especially here in Oklahoma. You know, we've had just in this past month of April and May and March, we had a good 3 or 4 tornado scares, and I know 2 tornadoes that touched down right near us here in Moore. And, you know, you never know when you're going to have power outages here in Moore, in Oklahoma City. You don't know when things are going to be in upheaval around here, when the power grid goes off, or when you have no water, or when you can't get to work, or when your cell phone doesn't work because the towers are down. You never know. And so Mike is teaching me about survival skills and techniques and tools that I want to use and learn for my own safety and for the safety of my family. One of the things Mike talks about, and I'm not going to labor this very much more, but it's about batteries. And you'll be surprised. You might have the greatest flashlight in the world, but it runs on batteries. Unless it's a rechargeable flashlight that you can actually wind up and use it like that. And I have one like that. It's really neat if I could only find it. I think I have it in a survival kit in the hallway. I just need to locate that and put it in my good survival kit. But you can have the best flashlight in the world, but if it runs on regular batteries or rechargeable batteries, it is going to run down eventually. And guess what? If you're in the middle of an emergency like a flood or tornado and you have no electricity and you can't charge your phone up or your battery or your flashlight up, and if you don't have any new batteries to replace it, you're sunk. And you know, you might have some candles, you might have some, you know, solar powered light, but you know, if you're looking for batteries, you need some extra batteries to stay charged up. And that's the whole purpose that I want to talk about tonight, guys. And you might actually have to go and buy extra batteries or rechargeable batteries. And then I even saw the other day you can buy this solar-powered rechargeable kit that will recharge your rechargeable batteries through the solar sun, which is cool because if you're off the grid, you have no electricity coming to your house, you can at least keep your batteries charged up and keep you in the light, especially at night when it's dark and unsafe. Okay, this is Chuck Whetstone. I hope I've got my point across today because I've really enjoyed talking to you about being charged up and stay charged up because unless you're on a Sabbath rest, we need to be so happy. We need to be so encouraging to those around us, and staying charged up is part of that, okay? Do what it takes to stay charged up tomorrow. As you listen to this broadcast, use these tools tomorrow in your daily life, your daily walk. Okay, this is Chuck Whetstone. I've been brought to you today. I've got a new sponsor today, and it's the good folks over at StartCashback.com. StartCashback.com. I want you to go there, watch the video. You can join for free, and you can start saving money on your online purchases. I do it. I've saved several hundred dollars in just the past 10 months. Over $300 I've saved on purchases that I've made, and maybe $400 by now, and it's free to join. And then if you want to upgrade to the VIP membership, which I'm in, that's where you save even more money, and you get more perks and more benefits. I encourage you to go to StartCashback.com. Thank you so much. It's Chuck Whetstone signing off. Chuck's favorite things, inspiration and motivation from music, movies, memories, and more. Stay charged up.